Members of the community have joined us this evening and staff to the South Jordan Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, April 8th of 2025. We have a bare bones commission this evening. We knew that Commissioners Bishop and Gedge would be absent this evening, and then Ms. Bevins had a family emergency this afternoon. However, we have a quorum with three, and so we can proceed with our business. That said, I believe that all of our votes have to be unanimous to pass a motion or to do business this evening. I know that that's kind of a funny rule, but just so that we're aware. All right, we'll get started. Our first item is to approve our agendas printed.
So, Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we actually amend or change the agenda to remove item J1.
I will second that motion. Any discussion on that motion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes. Any opposed? Okay. So we amended our agenda, but I don't know that we approved our agenda.
Chair, I'd like to make the motion that we approve the new amended agenda.
Okay.
That's all for my motion.
All right. I will second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Our next item is to approve the minutes from our March 25th, 2025 meeting.
Yes. Sorry to interrupt you there, but do we have the recorder online?
Yes.
Okay, I know she was going to be, but just wanted to confirm.
That is a great thing to do. It is. Okay.
She's online. Thank you.
All right. Okay. With that, I think our next item is to approve our minutes from the March 25th, 2025 meeting. Did everybody have a chance to review any updates, clarifications? Okay. Then I am ready for a motion.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of March 24th. Do I have the right date?
25th. Okay. We have a motion. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Staff, any business for us this evening?
I don't believe so. I think we're just ready to go.
All right. Planning Commission members, any business? Okay. Then we'll get to it. We do have three items this evening under our administrative public hearings. Item one is the Daybreak Village 12A Plat 5 Preliminary Subdivision. And Greg has our staff report.
Okay, well, thank you. I think I might be out of order in my book. Not sure. She put them in the right order. I just turned to the wrong page. Sorry. yes, this application for this subdivision in Daybreak, it's pretty far out west. As you can see, it's almost to the Backus Highway with South Valley Sewer, South Valley Water Treatment Reclamation, just adjacent to, not too far away from this 34-lot subdivision. All of the lots in the subdivision are single-family residential lots with various sizes and so forth on there. There's not much else to talk about with that one. It meets all the requirements of our subdivision review and the Daybreak Master Development Agreement. And it just adds 34 more units, possible units, to the limit that they have with the 20,750 units that they are allowed in Daybreak. This will just add 34 to what they have so far. And we're guessing that occupied units, estimating around 12,000 finished occupied housing units in Daybreak right now. As for approved site plans, approved subdivisions, it's closer to 13,000 that have been approved and still have some vacant lots on them. If there's anything, any other questions you have about it, staff is recommending approval of the subdivision.
If you go back to the map, the only question I have is, I'm just trying to wrap my head around, is that 118th on the left side?
No, this the onto the left Bacchus, side is Bacchus, Bacchus Highway.
That's Bacchus. Okay, so I'm on Bacchus. So is all of the green highlighted here to the west of what's proposed up to the non-overlaid part, the facility? Is that all daybreak land that they still own and can develop?
And they can develop that, yes.
Okay.
Great. This staff report mentioned that this application was revised 4 times to bring it into compliance with city regulations. Could you highlight what those changes were?
I don't know all of them, but what they submit, and if they don't have the, you know, complete submittal, it goes back to them. If they've, you know, left off the, I don't know if it was, I don't know if it was they left off the civil drawings or something like that, then it's incomplete, so they went back to them again. We had only had two reviews. One, that there were some changes that were required. I can't remember what mine exactly were. It's something to do with, I think, the street addressing. They didn't put street names on it originally.
Okay.
So I would have to have street names. So then it comes back again with the street names. And that was my second, that would be the last, they only went back to them 3 times, but we had to review it 4 times.
So. Okay. I just never seen a comment like that before on a daybreak application. So I was curious.
We've kind of decided that to way to go to is for any application. Now we're going to have that. So
I like it. It's informative. Thank you. Okay. Anything else?
Is Docksider going to connect with Bacchus then?
Probably, maybe or maybe not. It just depends on when they develop the reclamation property. When that gets developed, if there's a, right now we're anticipating a stub street to go into that. We don't know if it'll go all the way to once it gets there, it could make a turn and go south or north or something. But so far, Daybreak and us are anticipating that Docksider will go further west.
Okay.
They have that probably coming up to you. You'll see in another meeting, we'll be doing an amendment to another plat where they're changing the access, because it's a little bit further south, but then that widens out a little bit, that the water reclamation property widens out and doesn't look like, Eric seems to be concerned a little bit about whether stubbing another road at that location is going to happen. So they're going to change that and not have a stub to that property. So.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is the applicant present this evening?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to add to the staff report at this time? We'd invite you to the podium if there is.
Not this time.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to open up this item to public comment. If you've joined us this evening to address the commission on this item, we'd invite you to come to the podium and ask that you state your name and address for our records, and you'll have 3 minutes to present your evidence to the commission. Did you want to address the commission on this one? I'll take that as a no. Okay, I'm going to close public comment and bring it back to the commission. Commissioners, are there any questions for the applicant? Anything you need further clarified? No. Discussion? If not, I'm ready for a motion.
I move that the Planning Commission approve file PLPP 20240023 Daybreak Village 12A Plat 5 Preliminary Subdivision.
Okay, we have a motion. Any discussion?
No.
All right, I will second that motion. Is it Ms. Crookston online?
Yes.
Could we get a roll call vote, Ms. Crookston? You may have to unmute her.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I'm getting feedback. Commissioner Harding?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollis?
Yes.
And Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Okay. This item passes 3-0 with three members absent this evening. So we wish Daybreak luck with this subdivision. All right, our second item this evening is the South Station Plat 7 Preliminary Subdivision, and Greg has our staff report again.
All right, thank you again. This is just one large lot that's located just on the east side of Granville Avenue, and you can see where the Bees Stadium is, where there seems to be a lot of people there tonight. So and just not too far south of South Jordan Parkway. It's likely that there will be some further division on that piece of property, but also I think one intended use on the property, as I've been told, is for more of a moderate income housing project. On that, for an affordable housing project on that site, whether it would be the entire site or not, but it would be located there, as far as I know. But nothing's come in, no application or anything like that for that development at this time. But they have indicated that it's probably on other plans that they've shown us. It says affordable housing project future. So I don't really have anything else to add about that. It's like I said, it could be divided further, but with the plat will be the. I should just move to the next. You can see there's roads. Granville Avenue, as that stuff exists, but the other three roads do not exist. But with this plat, and they're going to divide it. I guess it does have two lots, should say already. I don't know if they'll divide either one of those any further. But they're pretty large lots to start with, so they'll probably be, most likely, I would assume, either a for rent product or it could be ownership product if it's townhomes. So I'm not sure what product they're going to put on there yet. If you have any other questions, the applicant is here, or I can ask to answer them too, hopefully.
Okay, so just to be clear, what we're seeing tonight is dividing one large piece of property into two with no further approvals being granted at this time.
Right. It's a large piece of property that's already in a large piece of property because everything around it, it's being divided off from all three sides of that property of our the original part. And so that basically they're getting two lots in the middle of that large parcel.
I know that they have a number of total residents they can build. Do they have any other restrictions in their master development agreement about the number of commercial lots or any reason that we should have any concern about a division like this?
No, they are limited to, kind of limited on the commercial rather than, you know, it's there's a commercial square footage based on commercial square footage, and there's office square footage, and there's also an industrial square footage. But the number of housing units is not by square footage, it's an actual number.
Okay. That's all I have. Questions for staff? Okay. I'll invite the applicant at this time to come to the podium if they have anything to add to the staff report. All right, at this time I'm going to open up public comment, or the floor to public comment. If you've joined us this evening to speak to this item, we'd invite you to come up to the podium at this time. All right, I'm not seeing any takers, so I'm going to close public comment and bring it back to the commission. Commissioners, any discussion? Okay, I'm ready for a motion then.
I move that the Planning Commission approve file PLPP 2025-00011, South Station Plat 7, Preliminary Subdivision.
Okay, we have a motion. I will second that. Ms. Crookston, can we get a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Harding?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollis?
Yes.
And Commissioner Catwell?
Yes.
Okay, this item again passes 3-0 with three absent this evening. I'd like to thank the applicant for attending this evening. We always appreciate our applicants participating in the process in case there are questions. All right, our final administrative item this evening is a conditional use permit for the alleviating hands massage therapy. And Andrew has our staff report.
Thank you, Commissioner. The applicant is present tonight to answer any additional questions that arise or anything you may have outside of the operations plan included in your report. The applicant is the owner and operator of Alleviating Hands. The building location is most commonly see CIR on the ground floor. They take up most of it, just adjacent to the county library building outside. The current zoning is mixed-use community center, which classifies this use as a health, beauty, and fitness service. In this particular zone, it does require a conditional use permit. Why we are here tonight for that reason alone. An operations plan has been provided as required for personal service uses, providing all details of the business to give insight into how this would operate and provide insight into additional concerns. Staff finds no concerns with the business itself, anticipates no detrimental effects from approval of the application. On this slide, you see the building that they're locating in and general presence. Indicating access into the building and the suite, the layout of where they would generally locate. And the image on the bottom left also shows parking and access to the site. Additional parking can be found within the subdivision itself as well on this development. There's no concerns on that as well. It would require one parking use. There is ample provided. There is no exclusive proposal of like posted for only this business signs included in this application. And again, no detrimental effects being anticipated from approval. Therefore, staff is recommending approval of the application.
And there's sufficient parking already in place for this use?
Yes. Switching back to the first one, the red square is the building itself. You do have parking in front of the public and the library and the public safety building, which is off-site, but the parking that surrounds the building is on-site. And the additional parking that you see between Redwood and Beckstead is within the subdivision.
And what are the hours of operation and how will that affect parking, if anything?
The hours that were provided were by appointment only and do vary.
While you're looking that up, since that was submitted as part of their plan, are they required to always be restricted to these hours as part of a conditional use permit?
No, this is just the hours that as it states within disclosure for attachment C, the plans provide, the plan is required for personal service use, and it's been formatted as you can see to kind of make it clearer to what's required of, as code requires to be in an operations plan, so it's easier to follow and that information is there. They don't have to follow these hours specifically, that's just what they're going to do by appointment only. They could operate within the normal business hours of the day if they wanted to change them and still be fine.
What are those hours?
There is a noise ordinance between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m.
Okay.
Particularly, there's no any other restrictions for that.
Okay. We'll probably ask the applicant, but it does look like there's possibly seven spaces, but only one practitioner. Would they have the ability to have additional employees in the future and increase the numbers they've shown us? And is there a point where they wouldn't have sufficient parking or they would have to come back and revise the plan that they've submitted?
Right now, staff isn't concerned about parking being an issue for this site and for the subdivision as a whole. Mm-hmm. Primarily, the ground floor is occupied by CIR. a professional engineering firm that usually by 5-6 p.m. they're filtering out, which does kind of open up spaces for some of the applicants' hours.
Okay. Ms. Bevins did ask that I ask specifically the following questions. And you've answered it to some degree, but I just want to make sure it's on the record. What other businesses are in the building? You've said that CIR is an engineering firm on the main floor. What is Elemers that's in the picture?
They're from business licensing records. There's the like the property management company that has an office in the building, and a similar setup as well from another management company, and some sort of counseling, family counseling.
Couples, yeah. And families. Okay, I can see that in the picture as well. Do you anticipate any issues with the pairing of these various businesses in the same building?
No, not at this time.
Okay, and then she also wanted to know what was specifically across from this office space. So what's up on, I think, the second floor with them?
Outside of what layout that we know the Suite 201 was renovated into, staff couldn't find licenses of who might be in there now on those particular spaces across from them. The spaces are small to be still within having no concerns on someone coming in for parking or for reasons like that. If they were to renew their leases or the management changes who they want to lease to in their particular offices. And then the applicant is present and does know who else is more recently located within Suite 201.
Okay, I think I misunderstood this when I was looking at it earlier. Are they only asking for the one square that's in red on this picture, not all seven?
Yes.
Okay, I did misunderstand. All right. And then you said office space 201 is across from it, but I would have asked what the conference room is used for or the offices adjacent. Do you have records of what's in 203 or 205?
Not that I could find for business licenses or TI, tenant improvements.
Okay. I think there's an error. This is saying up to suite 201, but on... in the picture, it's 204.
Suite 201 is the entire second floor.
Thank you.
A previous permit set up as you see in this graphic.
All right. Any questions?
I guess my question just gets down to that address. So I'm looking. So suite 201 would just say on the second floor, we would allow. We're not tying it to 204. Can you clarify that for me?
The official address, according to the official building plans, is what's listed, 10718 South Beckstead Lane, Suite 201, which is the entire second level as it is shown in this building. Mm-hmm. And the patio that's above the gray part does go into Suite 201. Mm-hmm. It was by a former contractor renovated the whole suite into what's kind of called Sojo Executive Office Suites, which is this layout that you see run through the management company that is located on site in the building. And then they are leasing out to Alleviating Hands this particular office space to Alleviating Hands according to the applicant's requirements to show layout and floor plan for their CUP.
Okay. So, but I'm trying to work out in my mind that conditional use lives with the property.
Yeah, building as a whole, so the lot as a whole.
It would be the lot and the building as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm perfectly fine. I just, what I didn't want to do, I didn't want to have one, just tenants, when you subdivide, things can change a lot, and massage therapy is not like at least as far as I know, it doesn't require a huge reconfiguration, and so I didn't want to go
suite by suite or room by room. And
right. And at this point, this is the first time that this particular use has proposed locating there. So that it triggered the need for the CUP. Any other use that falls within this classification can fall under this permit, since it does run with the property and the land. The applicant is locating with what's indicated in red, and then they will split that room up into like their entry lobby reception space and then behind a back room for their services.
Sounds good.
Great, thank you.
Whoever subdivided this, did they have to get city approval to do a use like this where they divided it up into seven different units?
They did through a tenant improvement building permit.
Okay.
Which was all done according to how they had to do it with the necessary inspections and final. So everything up to this point is legal permitting, and then not too many, as far as staff can see in records, have located in this building or the one adjacent to it, which is part of the subdivision. They've mostly been vacant since construction.
Okay. I assume that there's a conditional use permit with a building nearby for massage services as well. Different subdevelopment. Are you aware of any restrictions, mitigations that we put in place on that property?
All three lots in this subdivision are the same zone, so the same items being discussed would have applied on those particular lots if they went through the CUP process.
Are you aware of any
thing
that, okay.
Nothing special outside of what we would be discussing tonight.
Okay. Anything else for, okay. You said the applicant is present this evening.
Yes.
Would you like to address the commission? If so, we'd invite you to come up and you do not need to. So, all right. Then at this time, I'm going to open up the floor to public comment. If anybody would like to address the commission on this item, we'd invite you to come to the podium at this time. Okay. I'm going to close public comment and bring it back to the commission. Commissioners, I personally don't see any issues with this. We have a similar use very close by. I don't really have much to say on this item. I appreciate the information that was put together into the plan that was submitted to us with the client number and the operating hours.
Yeah, it's a licensed occupation, and it seems that there's no major impact I can see to the zone that it's in. At least any negative impact. And so I see every reason, I guess, to approve it.
Okay. Anything else, Harding? Okay. Then I think I'm ready for a motion.
Well, Chair, I'd like to make a motion that, and I move that the Planning Commission approve file PL CUP 2025-00032 for alleviating hands massage therapy conditional use permit as presented this evening in this evening's meeting.
Okay, any discussion? All right, I'll second that motion. Ms. Crookston, could we get a roll call vote, please?
Yes, Commissioner Catmull?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollis?
Yes.
And Commissioner Harding?
Yes.
Okay. This item passes 3-0 with three absent this evening. I would like to thank Ms. Saldivar for being here this evening. Mm-hmm. And we thank you for locating your business in our community.
We'll
be over. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, that concludes our administrative public hearings this evening. We don't have anything under legislative, and I just have the standard question that we ask Greg every week. What is next time looking like?
Well, it looks right now there's only, I think, you have one. I think there's three, because Andrew's going to be on vacation, and he wants me to present his for him. But I'll have one at another daybreak one, and then Demir has one for the pickleball venue out by the freeway.
So. Is this the one that was tied to a property as an upgrade, or is this new?
No, this is for the National Pickleball Association for having their headquarters here in a massive, pretty much, it's like a pretty massive arenas where they'll be playing in, you know, like it's almost like having, you know, the U.S. Open tennis, but it'd be U.S. Open pickleball. So,
well, the commission may have to plan an outing.
So I think that's what he has got on that agenda. So okay. It's because he sent out the notices, but I think it's also going to be including some housing and then maybe a hotel and restaurants or something on site.
So multi-use.
It's a pretty big site that they're going to be developing. You know where the NOAA Center used to be called? It's that property around it.
Okay. That's interesting. And Andrew, what's yours looking like?
It'll be a 2-in-1 project. First, there'll be the project is a site plan. Down on 110 across from Public Works, where Come and Go was supposed to locate. Now it's going to be an 8-unit retail building. They will have 2 restaurants, so you'll be reviewing the site plan application plus the conditional use permit to have a drive-through with their restaurants. And in this particular case, it will be a double drive-through layout with each end unit being the pickup windows.
Is that the same property that the Mexican place that used to be place?
Same subdivision.
Same subdivision. Katie Corner lot. Just the big vacant lot. Yeah. Okay. But the only lot's not developed.
By the dance studio that all of our children have gone to at one point or another. All right. Well, thank you for the overview. I don't have anything else. I will move that we adjourn.
So moved, I guess. I don't know.
All in favor?
All in favor. I seconded. Whatever.
Okay. All right. We're adjourned.
Yes.
See everybody in.